And it's All Things Considered on WFAE. I'm Nick Della Canal. And on this Friday, let's take a moment to consider the world of food with Amy Rogers of WFA Eats. Hello again, Amy. Good to have you on again.
Hi, Nick.
So, Amy, this week you have been making the case that bread is back, and that's because a lot of people have been turning away from bread over the last few years?
Yes. Some of us really never gave up on bread, but for those people who have, bread is back in wonderful new ways.
Why have people been turning away from bread just last couple of years or so?
Well, you know, it kind of has a bad reputation, and there's some really kind of bad breads out there, you know, that are made with really low-quality ingredients that have lots of empty carbs and calories and not a lot of flavor, so it's easy to see how those would not be enjoyable or necessarily healthful.
Yeah. Okay, so if people have been turning away from bread, maybe they need some convincing or persuasion. What has the industry been doing to try and bring people back and get bread's popularity to rise again, so to speak?
Good one. Well, the baking industry monitors and sets the trends and notices what people are really gravitating toward. As we have gotten more intentional about what we eat, you know, more local ingredients, higher quality ingredients, these are finding their way into bread. So instead of having, you know, just a lot of mass-produced, flavorless, shelf-stable products, we now have a lot of locally made products with all kinds of herbs and seeds and vegetables and fruits and other delicious things that don't necessarily transport well, but are great to enjoy in the place where those things are made.
And it seems like grocery stores have been carrying more and more different types of bread, too. Is that true?
They are, and especially the global grocery stores. A fun thing to do is to go into any kind of grocery store, whether it's an Asian market or a Latin market or a Russian market, and just see what kind of breads they have. Lots of them have refrigerated and frozen doughs that you can buy and then cook at home. But almost all of them have something that's ready to take home and eat right away.
And actually, something interesting you mentioned, the Ezekiel brand bread, which I didn't realize this, it actually dates back to like the 1960s, even though it's had a resurgence of popularity recently.
So it was considered kind of like a fringe product back then, as people were not really on board with what all these different kinds of things could do health-wise. The people who were going vegetarian and giving up gluten and things like that were really seen as kind of outliers, and those people now are very important to consider when developing products.
Is Ezekiel bread gluten-free?
They do have versions that are gluten-free. There's lots of different versions now.
Okay.
So you've got to check carefully because you have nut-free, gluten-free, soy-free, wheat-free, milk-free, you know. But the good news is that pretty much anything you need to avoid, you can find a delicious product that will take care of your need.
And then don't forget that baking bread at home is always an option as well. And even, you know, if you make your own yeast too, you can pass that along to your friends or to your family members and make bread baking sort of like a tradition.
Right. So the sourdough starters that people pass along are really a thing now because you can literally have a piece of someone else's culinary life that you then flourish into your own and then pass on to someone else. And it's really interesting about these sourdoughs and fermented breads because we've learned now that when these ingredients are broken down by the fermentation process or the sprouting process, it makes a lot of the ingredients easier to digest. So folks who've had trouble in the past with whole grain breads and things like that may find that these are easier and more enjoyable.
So we can check that out.
Check it out.
All right. Well, that's Amy Rogers with WFA Eats giving us the scoop, or is it the slice on bread? Amy, thanks as always.
Thank you.
And All Things Considered continues in a moment.